This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. You know, we Americans really are generous with our money. Not only do we contribute a big chunk of our pay to the IRS each year, we also give plenty to our employers. Don't believe it? According to a new survey of full-time workers, a majority of those polled will not use all their earned vacation and will likely lose it. Work-life consultant Joe Robinson has been studying this trend for some time. He is the author of Work to Live. Joe, welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
So, Americans don't take enough time off work for vacation. Why is that?
People are afraid these days. They're afraid to take their vacations for fear they might be laid off, and they're caught up in devices. Constant connectivity has really made a big impact on people, and they find it hard time to pull away, to focus long enough, to set up time to take off, or, you know, just the fear, the panic of being away from their devices or missing something. And so that also intrudes into your vacation. You don't have much of a vacation as a result. Humans are no different than cell phones or iPods. We need to get recharged on a regular basis as well. In fact, taking a vacation is as important as watching your cholesterol or getting exercise.
What is the ideal amount of vacation time that an American worker should have today?
About 2 weeks off. That is the amount of time you need to recover from burnout.
When I take vacation, it takes a week to just get ready to be on vacation. And by the time I'm into it, it's time to go back to work.
Well, that's why you need a lot more than the long weekend, which is what most people are getting right now. You need the 2 weeks to get the recuperative benefits where you regather crashed emotional resources, like a sense of social support and mastery. These come back, but you need a certain amount of time. If you can have more than that, that's great. But again, all of this is only going to fly if it works within the parameters of the organization that you work for. And that means planning it and really building it into the whole organism of the organization. That's what they do in other nations where people, in January, they figure out when they're going to be gone, how much time they're going to be gone. Everything is budgeted accordingly, and it becomes a planned absence. So it's not an interruption because it's all figured into the workflow and the operation.
I was under the impression, maybe falsely so, that we were entitled to vacation if we worked at a job, that they had to give it to us, but apparently that's not the case?
No, it's not the case. We are really among a handful of countries in the world where we do not have a mandated time-off law. We're there with Lesotho and Chad and North Korea. I mean, it's not a great group. And what we find happens is that when something doesn't feel legitimate, because it's essentially, it's not legitimate, it's not a law, it's up to the employer to decide how much time you have off, then there is this ambiguity then, is this really okay for me to take time? And then for the employer, we all play in this game of, well, I feel guilty if I'm going to take the time, or you're not doing your job if you take the time, and we get into this thing where it's not really acceptable to do it. And so this kind of layer, as well as the cultural layer of ambivalence about stepping back from work, because we define ourselves by our performance in this country, and if we're not performing every second, you know, we start to get a little jittery, I should be doing something. So all of this plays together to create a sense that it's kind of illicit to really take this time. That's so important for you and the company because you're going to burn out unless you get that recovery time.
Here's my final question. I would be remiss, Joe, if I did not ask you this. How much vacation time do you take?
Well, I get about 4 weeks a year. And so I like to take one longer trip of about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And then I like to break it up, you know, with 5 days here or there. In the past, I have usually gotten 3 weeks, usually by saying, okay, I'll do the extra week without pay.
That's not vacation. That's unemployment. If you're off and you're not being paid.
Well, not to somebody who really loves to travel and who needs the time to get out there and have fun. So
Gotcha. It's
a trade-off.
Gotcha. Vacation advocate Joe Robinson, author of Work to Live. Joe, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Enjoy your vacation.
You too.